I want to preach today on the subject of hearing the word of God. And there are two texts I want to take, particularly it is verse 18 of Luke 8. It says, "Take heed therefore how ye hear, for whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken even that which he seemeth to have." And I want to take Mark's text on the same portion of God's word. So it is Mark 4 and 24 and 25. "And he said unto them, Take heed what ye hear, with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you, and unto you that hear shall more be given. For he that hath, to him shall be given, and he that hath not, from him shall be taken even that which he hath." Have you ever noticed when you read the Gospels that one Gospel seems to say just slightly different, add a little bit more than the other Gospel? And so one adds a little bit more than the other. Now some people have looked at those portions of God's Word and thought that this shows that the Bible is not correct, that they should have said exactly the same thing. And they thought because there is a slightly difference between the Gospels and what is said, that then they must be wrong. But you and I need to remember that the Lord Jesus preached the Word of God continually, daily, for 3 long years. And that he travelled every part of the land of Israel, preaching to people as he went. And he did not say exactly the same words everywhere he went to preach. People needed to hear the same message. He didn't just say a message once and no more, but he spoke the same message many times. Just like the Apostle Paul, when he went to preach, he didn't have time to create a brand new message for every single place to which he went, but the same message was preached over and over again. Whitfield, the evangelist and preacher of the 18th century, he often preached as many as 400 and 500 times the same sermon again. So the Lord often preached the same sermon and the same words in a different situation. If you read, for instance, Matthew 5 and verse 1, that the Lord Jesus was seated on a mountain and there he spoke the sermon on the mount. But if you read in Luke 6, you read that the Lord said almost the same words, and he is standing on a flat place, on a plain, when he preached those words. So he often spoke the same words in a different place, the same topic, but not exactly the same words. And nor did the writers of the Gospel include everything the Lord said on every occasion. They gave us a summary, put it in a short form, the meaning and the message that he gave, but they didn't say every word. Remember in the end of John's Gospel, it tells us that if every word were written that should be written, the Bible says the whole world of the books could not contain all that is said. So there are no contradictions in between the Gospels. One gives us a little bit more, and one gives us a different aspect of what the Lord has said. And when you compare those, you get a wonderful insight. You find that he didn't just say what is recorded in one fully, but the other one adds a little bit to it. And both Mark and Luke give us the parable of the sower, and that's a parable on the spreading of the word of God and the different way that people receive that word. It mentions indeed 4 different hearers. They all receive the same words, but there's a different reaction in them. So God's word is to be preached. The Lord says nothing is to be hid. It is to be made known. And so it is to be scattered abroad. But the Lord also at the end of this parable gives a warning and gives us something about hearing the word of God. So our subject is hearing the word of God. You'll notice that Luke tells us that we're to hear how we hear. Mark tells us we're to take heed what we hear. So I want to consider those two thoughts. I want you to notice the warning and the caution that is stated, says, take heed. I want you to notice that we're to take heed what we hear. We're to take heed how we hear. I want you to notice the solemn rule that is to all hearers of the word of God, that to those who hear, more shall be given, but those who do not hear, they shall lose even that which they have. And then I want you to think how that God blesses his word. So firstly, the warning or the caution that is mentioned. The Lord says to take heed. That means to be alert, to be on your guard, to watch out, to be very careful, meaning that there's a danger even in hearing the word of God. Now, hearing the word of God is a very important thing. From Genesis to Revelation, we're all called to listen, to hear. Bow down your ears to the Bible. Hear what the Lord says. All believers are to be hearers. Even when you read the word of God, you're hearing what God has said. And we are told that we are to beware. We're not to be people who are careless and thoughtless in this matter. You might have thought, well, if it just tells me to listen, I can just go along anywhere and I can just hear as long as the word of God is preached. No, the Lord says, we are to take heed how we hear and what we hear. So there are dangers in this matter. The preacher is to take heed that he preaches only the word of God. The people are to take heed how they listen to that word of God. You and I often place all the importance, don't we, on the preaching. We say, what was the sermon like? That's only half the message, isn't it? Yeah, we can add also, how did the people listen to the word of God? Did they take it in or not? So what we are to do then, you notice, we're to take heed. Mark tells us what we hear. That's the subject, the content matter of what we hear. Because the old saying is that all that glitters is not gold. Because a thing sounds right and it seems nice, that is not all. Because not all that is preached is the truth of God. Many things come out of the pulpit that are just not in agreement with the word of God. And there have always been things that are taught that are contrary to the word of God. Even in the time when the Bible was written. We read, don't we? Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God. Because many false prophets, it says, are gone out into the world. Peter tells us there were false prophets among the people, even as there should be false prophets among you, who privily or secretly or cunningly shall bring in damnable heresies. Paul tells us to prove all things and to hold fast that which is good. The Bereans, remember, that they are commended because they received the word of God and then they searched diligently whether the things they had heard were true or not. Even so, though Paul was the preacher. And yet how much more in our day? The heresies that abound. You and I know that nearly every portion of Scripture has been twisted in some way, denied, changed in many ways at all. Some people seem to be expert at changing things that are in the Bible, bringing out some slant that is contrary to the principles of the Word of God. And the Lord Jesus warned of this. He said, there shall many false prophets and Christ arise, and they shall deceive many. No wonder the Lord says, take heed what you hear, the things that you listen to. Be a discerning hearer. Be one that is cautious in what they hear. This requires, of course, prayer to God. And when you go to hear God's word, you say, Lord, speak to me, what is your word? It requires also a knowledge in yourself. You must be able to compare it with what you understand with the word of God and compare scripture with scripture. So you must have a certain knowledge. We must read and think for ourselves. Now that doesn't mean that you become a sermon critic who will judge every preacher on some little matter. Remember, there are no perfect sermons and there are no perfect hearers anywhere in this world. Now I know that some preachers claim that they have a message directly from God, and that they only speak the word of God. That would be lovely, but that just isn't true. No preacher has all the truth, and not every word that he says is the truth of God. Only the Lord Jesus is called the truth in the word of God. And so we must be careful to judge, it says, and we have to take heed what we hear. We must prove the script. No, we must prove, says the Bible, what people tell us, but we're never ever told to prove the word of God. That is, the word of God is true, that's our standard, and by that we compare all that we hear. And every believer has a right to demand that what they hear is the word of God. That generally it is the word of God. That it agrees with the truth of our God. And there are some truths that you and I should look for in every sermon that we hear. That Christ is the only Saviour. That he is able to save us from our sins. Those fundamental doctrines. That faith, salvation is by faith in Jesus Christ alone. And man cannot save himself. That indeed the Bible is the word of God. That the Holy Spirit is the only one who can impart life to a person's heart. And there is a heaven to come. And also a hell that we might flee from. So the Christian should have those basic truths in his mind and say, now what is that person telling me? Is that according to the word of God or not? No one has a right and no one should put himself under a ministry that is contrary to what he understands the word of God to be. I've known people to tell me, I know that what is taught in our church is wrong, but the man's a nice preacher. He's a friendly man, he's kind and good. The Lord Jesus said, take heed what you hear. You're there to hear about God, and make sure, as much as you're able, that what you hear is the word of God. And so that is something that every person is to do. Notice the Lord Jesus didn't say who you hear. Take heed who you hear, but take heed what you hear. Some people shut up if a certain preacher stands to preach. They don't think he's very good, but if he preaches God's word, you should listen to that and receive it. Remember that Elijah was happy to be fed by ravens and also happy to be fed by an angel as well. And some people in your eyes look more like an angel, and some perhaps look more like a crow or a raven to you. So you and I ought to listen to God's word. But if just a person is nice, you don't listen to him for that reason. The Bible tells us that Satan has transformed himself into an angel of light, and says if he changes himself into an angel of light, his ministers will do the same. And many people sit under a very a missionary and a minister of Satan. So the Lord here says, take heed what you hear. Listen carefully what you are taught. But then he told us also in Luke's Gospel, take heed how you hear. This is the way you listen to the word of God. You're to hear what you hear, but also the way you hear. It is right to hear the right message, but also in the right way. How you do this. And it is a very hard thing to hear a sermon. It's a very hard thing for a preacher to preach the word of God well. But the Lord says, take heed how you hear as well. It is the duty of everyone here. There are a few good preachers, and there are a few good hearers of the word of God also. Hearing God's word aright requires certain things. It requires attention. Many people daydream, they think of other things, and they spend the whole time musing about other things. Remember the boat builder that told George Whitfield, he said, when other preachers preach, I can design a boat. They said, when you preach, I can't design any boat at all. Can't even lay a plank. Because he's captivated by the word of God. Now that's how every believer should be. The Bible says to give more earnest heed to the things which we have heard. Abraham chased away the birds when he made his sacrifice to God. And Christians have to do this, have to chase away a lot of wandering thoughts out of your mind, because they will just take over and your whole time will be spent thinking about those things. You need to say, I'm here to hear God's word, and let me listen to God's word. But then prayerfully also, before you come to hear God's word, while you're hearing it, say, Lord, bless thy word to me. And when you're finished, pray again that God would grant you that blessing of his word. Prayerless hearing, indeed, is as bad as prayerless preaching also. But also to hear believingly. Remember, the Bible tells us that the Jews didn't profit by the gospel because they didn't believe while they heard it. It says the hearing was not mixed with faith in those that heard it. Unbelief will rob you from the very blessing of God which you have. So that you and I need to have indeed a believing heart. The Bible says that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But then I must hear also personally the word of God. It is possible to listen to a sermon and think that would fit that person, someone else. And so we apply the whole word to someone else. You and I should listen to God's word as for ourselves. It belongs to each one individually. Now that's not an easy matter, to listen personally. There have been different ideas suggested how you can read and listen to a sermon and apply it to your heart. Some have thought that when you read a text, you should look on it as though you were there and the Lord was speaking to you on that occasion. Or some have thought that you must pray about it as you read each thing. Ask God to bless that too. What's ever taught in that text, Lord, give me grace to obey and to walk in thy ways. And all this is to make it personal, personal to yourselves. But then also you must come with a desiring heart to listen to God's word. Doesn't the Bible say, those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, they shall be filled. The more longing that you have for the word of God, you shall be blessed by it. Like Samuel said as a child, speak, Lord, for thy servant hears. That's how we should be, to hear God's word. But then also, obediently, when we hear or read God's word, we should say, as the Israelites rightly said, all that thou commandest us, we will do. That is, to be not hearers of the word only, but also doers of the word. And it's a sad thing when people come and listen, and they get no heart to obey the word of God. One man, as he was left the service rather early, it's finished rather early, and as he wandered out of the church, someone said, has the sermon finished? He said, only the hearing part. The doing part's just about to begin. So he'd heard, and he'd go and put it into practice. That's how a Christian should be. But also, thank you. The Lord Jesus said that many people desired to hear the things that the disciples heard and never heard it. You and I hear what the disciples heard because we can read it in his word. And it's a privilege to hear the word of God, to hear what God has said. But then also lastly in this section, and that is to retain the word of God. The Bible says to lay up my words in your minds. That is to meditate on the word of God. The word meditation is said from coming from cattle that chew over the cud after they're finished. They eat the food and then they lie down and they chew over all the food again. And if you go over the word of God, read the text again, look at it and see what you can remember, more and more is retained in your mind. So that is the two laws, the Lord said. Take heed what you hear and take heed how you hear the word of God. But then notice the solemn rule that is given to all hearers of the word of God. We turn to Mark chapter 4 and 24. It says, take heed what ye hear, with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you, and unto you that hear shall more be given. You notice, with what measure you meet, it shall be measured to you. Which means that God will reward us according to the state of our hearts. What measure, what we put into hearing the word of God, we shall profit as much as that. That person that has no interest will find no profit in the word that he hears. That person that doesn't want anything will receive nothing from the word of God. That person that has come to be a critic will certainly find something to criticize in the sermon. That person that wants to be offended will certainly find something that offends him in the word of God. I know that God sometimes overrules the wicked hearts of men. Some have come to laugh and have gone away convicted of their sins. That is the sovereign grace of God. But as far as the general dealing with God, of God with men, is that the measure they meet, that we measured as much to them again. That person that comes desiring to hear the word of God will hear it. If he's hungry and wants to hear it. It might be a poorly constructed sermon, but he will glean among the sheaves. He'll find something in there that is profitable to his heart because he wants a hungry heart, has a hungry heart. Or that person that wants to find God will hear of him. Here's some word that he will listen to. Or he wants to learn of Christ in his word. He'll find something that shows him of Christ. Or that person that needs to be instructed or helped in their life. If they listen carefully to the word of God, they will profit by it. With what measure they meet, it will be measured to them again. God will not send them away hungry, but he will fill the hungry soul with goodness by his grace. And God's word is wonderfully suited to meet the needs of every Christian in their life. And there's a gracious promise, isn't there, in God's word. If you read in verse 25 of Mark, it says, for he that hath, to him shall be given, and he that hath not, from him shall be taken away even that which he hath. The gracious promise is that he that hath, to him shall be given. He that has a desire to know God's word and to know the Lord, more shall be given to him. As he hears God's word, the portion is talking about hearers of God's word, he shall be blessed. He shall be granted. That person that comes with a hungry heart and says, Lord, teach me thy ways, show me thy paths, God will do that. God will gracious to show them the word of God. To him shall be given. He shall be given light for the path to walk in, an understanding of God's word, more conviction, more grace. And so they profit by the word of God. But the sad thing is, it's a solemn warning. It says, but he that hath not, from him shall be taken away even that which he hath. Hearing God's word never leaves a person in the same state afterwards. They either profit or they lose by the word of God. It's a savour of life or a savour of death. It either hardens or softens, blesses or curses. The person that has no desire and no thought, they will go away hard. Even they did under the Lord's ministry. Some mocked and departed. And yet he spoke with such grace and love. But you notice, they lose what they have. Luke rightly says, they lose what they seem to have had. Not that they lost their salvation, but they what they seem to have. And people thought that they have. If they haven't with the right heart to hear what God's word says, and how they were to hear it. It says that they will lose that which they seem to have had. You know, I've seen people that seem to have a natural interest, a natural desire after God, and a religious understanding, But you know, after a time, they lose everything that they have. They just go up and deny and turn away. They had no real interest in God. And so when the God's word is faithfully preached, they lose all that they have. Now how then does God bless his word? If God blesses his word that we hear, we are to hear his word, as we said, carefully and prayerfully. But we need to always remember that God's word depends upon his blessing to us and his spirit to work in us, that it may be a real spiritual blessing to us. It is possible for people to sit under the preaching of God's word for years and get nothing out of it because they haven't had a heart ready to receive it and because God hasn't sovereignly imparted it to us. The word of God, we must remember, has no magical power in itself. The literal words of scripture don't have any power inherent in themselves, so that when they're spoken, they must produce something. The word of God is like the pool of Bethesda. People came and entered into it and were there. It was only when the angels stirred the pool that whoever came in, then they were healed. God's word is like that. The word of God is wonderful, but there must be the blessing of God with it. It's only when God blesses his word to our hearts. We are to look and seek, but he must bless it to us. The power of God's word does not rest in the preacher himself. The Bible says, neither he that soweth or watereth is anything, but only God who gives the increase. Some people look to the preacher as though he can add to God's word. Sure, he must pray, he must seek to be faithful to God. But sometimes God in history has blessed the most feeble preachers. Remember when Spurgeon was converted? He's just a layman that couldn't quote words right, couldn't speak well, just stuttered a few words. But you know, God blessed him in a real way. And Spurgeon was wonderfully converted. And it is God's Spirit that must work through his word. The confession of faith says, in and by the word in our hearts. That's God working through his word, by his spirit, in our heart. And that's how his word is effectual to us. And remember that God's spirit does not always work to the same degree. There's no, God works sovereignly. There's a day of God's power. And when God's blessing is there, often the simplest psalms that are sung, the word of God read or preached, sometimes there's wonderful blessing. Then, like the Bible says, that the whole of nature seems to change. The rose blossoms, the everything seems transformed. But there's another time, like Noah preaching for 120 years, and it seems that no one other than his family hearkened to his word. So we're dependent upon God alone. We're to listen and hearken, but don't think that it's all either in the preacher or the hearing. It's the blessing of God with those things that makes all the difference. So in this portion of God's word, the whole parable of the sower is the sowing of the seed of the word of God, the hearing of it, and that's to bring forth fruit. And this is the usual way that God works. Take heed what you hear. Take heed how you hear. And with what measure you meet, it will be measured to you again. And God will be pleased to bless us. May we be good hearers. And may the preaching be good in this place also. So let us seek this to be so with us. Let us bow in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank thee for thy word. We thank thee that it is a truth that stands forever. So make us to be those who in our hearts and minds take heed what we hear, also take heed how we hear, reminding ourselves that it is the word of life, the words of eternal life. So bless thy word to us. Help us that we might receive it in a way that we profit thereby. Bless us each one then, for Jesus' sake. Amen.